Support comes from the Norton Simon Museum, presenting I Saw It, Francisco de Goya, Printmaker. This exhibition features all four of the Spanish artists' major print series in their entirety for the first time on the West Coast. Now on view. More at NortonSimon.org.
You have the chance to win a Spring Super Sweeps from LAist. Donate $60 for one entry to win a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Check out all the other prizes, too, when you donate now at LAist.com/sweeps.
LAist Studios.
Today on the LA Report, the FBI is looking into big-dollar contracts for COVID-19 testing during the pandemic at the Santa Ana Unified School District. We'll tell you why those deals caught the Fed's attention. The last snowpack survey in the Sierra says it's above average, so why aren't state water managers thrilled about that? We'll explain. And a giant bust of TV and film director David Lynch is on display in Santa Monica. Wait, what? It's Tuesday, April 2nd. I'm Nick Roman. This is the LA Report from LAist 89.3. LAist has found the FBI is investigating the Santa Ana Unified School District's agreements with companies that provided weekly COVID-19 tests during the pandemic. School district representatives have told LAist the state attorney general is also investigating, but they could not say more. Details from LAist Orange County correspondent Jill Replogle.
The documents we got from the district uncovered some unusual details about what was one of the most lucrative COVID-19 testing agreements with a California school district. For example, I found that shortly after the school board approved a testing contract, former Anaheim Chamber of Commerce president Todd Ament got the contract reassigned to a different lab he was working with, apparently without school board approval.
LA's correspondent Jill Replogle. Ament was found guilty of unrelated corruption charges in Anaheim in 2022. He has not responded to LA's requests for comment. The LA City Council has been battered by scandal, so much so that several members of the council have promised to enact ethics reforms. One would give the City Ethics Commission the power to bypass the City Council and place reforms directly onto the city ballot. But ethics reform advocates say the council is dragging its feet on passing reforms. Jamie York is a longtime ethics reform advocate in LA.
I think ultimately they're scared of a power structure changing, and I think that they're scared of accountability.
An aide to City Council President Paul Krikorian says the full council plans to talk about ethics reforms later this month. It has until early July to place its reform measures on the ballot. Well, we're at the peak of snow season, and California's snowpack is above average. That's good news, right? Well, state water managers say it's not all good news. Details from LA's correspondent Adolfo Guzman Lopez.
Governor Gavin Newsom trekked to the snowpack south of Lake Tahoe. He reminded people that 9 years ago there was barely any snow, and California was in a drought.
These extremes are becoming the new reality. And that new reality requires a new approach and a new sophistication in terms of the way we address and manage our water system.
Newsom said his administration's focusing money and attention to dams and other infrastructure, as well as rivers and lakes, to make sure more snowpack water reaches homes and agriculture. I'm Adolfo Guzman Lopez.
When we come back, a giant bust of TV and film director David Lynch is on display in Santa Monica. We can say it's true. We can't say it makes any sense.
Support for LAist comes from Latino Theater Company at the Los Angeles Theater Center, presenting the world premiere of Mix Mix, the Filipino Adventures of a German Jewish Boy by Boney B. Alvarez. Inspired by true events from the life of Ralph Price, after escaping Nazi Germany, a newfound tropical refuge in the Philippines is upended when Japan invades the islands. On stage through June 16th. Tickets and information at latinotheaterco.org.
Imagine if you could charge your electric vehicle at the places you already love to eat, shop, and play. Whether you're at the movies, on your weekly grocery trip, or running errands at your local mall, Volta EV charging stations are built around your day-to-day and located in your community and nationwide. All you have to do is check in, plug in, and go about your day. It's EV charging made convenient. Download the Volta app to find your new favorite place to charge.
This is the LA Report. I'm Nick Roman. Road work is underway on the eastern end of the 105 freeway in Norwalk to make it safer than it is now to come off that freeway. All this comes after too many crashes by speeding cars missing the turn right at the end. Here's LA's reporter Yusra Farzan.
The intersection where the 105 freeway abruptly ends at Studebaker Road has been called a crash magnet by LA County Supervisor Janice Hahn. In 2023, there were 12 serious crashes, including two that were fatal. Caltrans is now working to install rumble strips on the exit ramp, a safety feature that vibrates vehicles when they cross them. A flashing signal on top of end-of-freeway signs, pavement markings, and a crosswalk at the intersection will also be installed in hopes of slowing drivers down. In a letter to the California State Transportation Agency, Hahn asked the state to prioritize the intersection for future funding. For LA's 89.3, I'm Yusra Farazan.
LA County is handing out free gun locks at six county hospitals and medical centers, 60,000 cable locks. You thread the metal cable through the gun's empty chamber and then connect it to a lock that requires a key. LA County Public Health says a child is killed or injured by gun violence in the county every 30 hours. Some of those injuries were the result of firearms that were left unlocked but loaded. Here's another stat. Public Health says in 2022, more than 300 people used a firearm to take their own lives. ph.lacounty.gov, well, that's where you find a list of hospitals with the gun locks. You can also fill out an online form to get a free gun lock. A huge metal, shiny bust of movie and TV director David Lynch has popped up outside a new apartment complex in Santa Monica, and this thing moves. Sounds kind of weird, but then again, we are talking about David Lynch. Here's LAist reporter McKenna Sievertson.
It's not a car. It's not a plane. It's David Lynch. The Twin Peaks director, whose work is known for its dreamlike qualities, is enshrined in silver on the corner of Lincoln Boulevard and Colorado Avenue. The 21-foot-tall bust is broken up into mirrored layers, with each piece shifting and realigning, reminiscent of Lynch's surrealism. The piece was created by Czech artist David Černý and is similar to another one of his projects installed in a public square in Prague. The Lynch bust has been in the works for more than 6 years, when it was approved by the Santa Monica Arts Commission. I'm McKenna Sievertson.
Thanks for listening to the LA Report. I'm Nick Roman. Be sure to listen again tomorrow morning when Suzanne Watley brings you the LA Report AM edition. The LA Report is produced by David Martinez, Libby Rainey, and Tiffany Ujiye. Megan Garvey is the executive editor. Catherine Mailhouse is our director of content development. Our engineer, Tui Mao. Original music by Scott Kelly. You can read more about our stories at LAist.com. You can also listen live anytime on the LAist app or on the radio at 89.3 FM. You know, listeners like you help make the LA Report possible, so please donate at LAist.com/join. This podcast is supported by Gordon and Donna Crawford, who believe quality journalism makes Southern California a better place to live.
The LAist Spring Super Sweeps is happening now. You can win amazing prizes while supporting your source for local fact-based journalism. One lucky grand prize winner will get to choose a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Other prizes include an electric bike from Juice Bikes and $1,000 gas gift cards. Your donation of $60 gets you one entry to win. And the more you give, the more entries you get. Donate now at LAist.com/sweeps.